scorn. Jesus is speaking in scornful insults again. He already had given it to the Pharisees. Listen to these harsh words from Luke 11, 37 to 44. While he was speaking, a Pharisee invited him to dine with him. So he went in and took his place at the table. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not first wash before dinner. Then the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You fools! Did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? So give alms for those things that are within, and see, everything will be clean for you. But woe to you Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and herbs of all kind, and neglect justice and the love of God. It is these that you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. Woe to you Pharisees, for you love to have the seat of honor in the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and the people walk all over them without realizing it." In this week's Bible reading, too, Jesus called Herod a fox. Clever like a fox? Maybe. Crazy like a fox? Perhaps. Good looking like a fox? That slang did not compute in Jesus' time. Lowly, slinking, not a lion like a fox? Probably. Jesus wasn't paying any kind of respect to Herod. He was sending a message, one that may or may not reach Herod through the Pharisees, that Herod was merely a weak excuse for a ruler who couldn't do anything without the emperor's okay. If the message did reach Herod, Jesus was in trouble. If it didn't, he was still in trouble. He just scornfully insulted some of the Pharisees thought was important. Message sent. But then comes something equally as important and delivered not so much to the leaders who would hear, not so much to the leaders who would hear later, but rather to the ones who were listening. Jesus went from prophet to pastor, just like that. He lamented. He spoke with anguish about Jerusalem. They had a puppet ruler. They didn't listen to God's prophets. They killed them instead. And he wished he could gather them all up like a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Not necessarily to protect them from a slinking fox, but also to help them experience what was truly important, love and community. And he lamented that they weren't willing. They were willing to be scattered where the fox could pick them off one by one, but not gathered under the hen's wings. Gathering implies a willingness to be together, to work together. Some wonder if Jesus just wanted the brood together against a common enemy, the fox, Herod. But if that was the case, do you think he would use the warm, nurturing, and feminine imagery of a hen? If you're going to team up against a common enemy, why not use a lion or an eagle? Those good old Old Testament images to help build up confidence for the people to rise up with power and violence against a common enemy. That's not the way Jesus does things. Jesus wasn't and isn't the warrior who comes to wipe out the enemy and set things right. Jesus comes in care, in peace, nurturing and loving all. And the imagery Jesus used is a female image, a mother, as to how God works and how God is. God is not defined by any particular gender. Jesus' example reminds us that God's love for all is extraordinarily patient, unending, and unconditional. It reminds us that coming together and living out that unconditional love is the plan. Hunkering down and planning a stealth attack or an all-out offensive or anything to do with a takeover is not. Threats of violence lead to violence. Anger, seeking revenge, and easy access to weapons is a recipe for tragedy and terror. It's not a theory. We see it all the time. We must gather. Be together, however it is that we are gathering, not against a common enemy, but for a common good. It while this gathering image has everyone physically together. Jesus wasn't speaking during a pandemic. And while the technology to gather in so many ways didn't exist then, it does exist now. We gather in ways that are safe for the common good. What are we gathered together, however it is working at the time, for? For helping those in need, comforting those who have suffered loss, feeding the hungry, being merciful, advocating for peace, advocating for justice, showing hospitality, living unconditional love. I know that Jesus did not have kind words for Herod or for the Pharisees here, but they were not outside of God's unconditional love. They also, however, did not show good examples of living out that love. And we've gathered, however we gather, not just to rest and hope for things to be better. Remember, we're a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. Let us actively live out mercy, peace, justice, hospitality, and love. Let's be the church, tender. Amen.